Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Mishnah Yispara, the fifth parak, Mishnah 9, and the sixth parak, the first Mishnah. Shtei avanim shekifan zo lazo v'asan shoket, two stones which he set next to one each other and made them into a trough. V'kein shtei arevos, and also two kneading tubs. V'kein hashokes shenichlacha, and also a trough which was split. Hamayim shebineim eino mekudashin. The water between the two of them is not sanctified. Asan besido begifsis, if he made them with lime or gypsum. Vehein yucholos l'hinatel ka'achas, and so they can be moved as one. Hamayim shebineim mekudashin. The water between them is sanctified. So, if there's a receptacle between the two, and he set them next to each other, but they're actually two split, so then it's not, the water's not mekudash. But if he made them and joined them with something like lime or gypsum so that they can be moved with one, if you move one, the other one moves with it, so then it's considered one vessel and the water is mekudesh. The sixth perek, the first Mishnah. Hamikadesh v'nafal hakidush al yado. So if a man was sanctifying and there fell off the sanctification on his hand or al hatzad or onto the side, and afterwards it fell into the trough, puzzle. It's rendered invalid. If it fell from the spout into the trough, puzzle. It's puzzle. Nutzel mishapoperes v'kisa o shehigif es hadeles hakidush kasher v'amayim psuim. So if it took from the spout and covered it or closed the door, the sanctification is valid, but the water itself is unfit. Zakafa ba'aretz, pasul. If he set it upright on the ground, it's pasul. Letokiado, kasher. But if it's in his hand, it's valid. Mifnesha efsher. Because this is a possible thing to do. So, as already mentioned throughout the tractate, the term kiddush, sanctification, refers to putting the paraduma ashes into the water, collected to serve as chatas water. And this Mishnah teaches that the one who performs the sanctification must put the ashes into the water with his hand. But if they fill in, from the vessel, or if he took the ashes and his friend or the wind moved him and they fell into the water, then it's impure. Because it says, he shall put. It means that the ashes have to enter the water by human power. Now, this Mishnah further teaches us that work, malacha, renders the water unfit, but not the ashes. Malacha renders the water unfit until the ashes are put into it. And after that, malacha does not render it unfit. So, in continuation of the previous chapter, this Mishnah uses the word shoket, trough, to indicate a vessel in which the sanctification is performed, and shofoferes, spout, which contains the actual ashes. And we say it's because it's possible. Some read that it's iyashar, it's not possible. It's impossible otherwise, since unless he set the spout upright in his hand, all the ashes would spill out, so therefore it's not a malacha to set it upright, and it does not render the water unfit. Tomorrow we'll be learning the sixth parak, Mishnahs 2 and 3.